Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Same-sex couples who legally married in California before Proposition 8 passed are denied a wide range of federal marriage benefits by the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. As Scott Schaefer reports, a bill heard by the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday would change that.
DOMA denies married gay and lesbian couples a long list of rights, including pension, tax, and health benefits. At Wednesday's Senate hearing, Army veteran Ron Wallen testified that when his husband, also a vet, died of leukemia 3 years ago, he didn't qualify for Social Security survivor benefits, forcing him to sell their home near Palm Springs.
We served our country, we paid our taxes, we volunteered, we maintained our home, and yet, as I face a future without my spouse, it is hard to accept that it is the federal government that is throwing me out of my own home.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's Respect for Marriage Act would invalidate DOMA. Critics, including most Republicans, say those federal benefits should be reserved for heterosexual couples to encourage stable homes for raising children. Although President Obama is supporting Feinstein's bill, it faces an uphill battle in Congress with little chance of passing this year. But DOMA is also under serious legal challenge in federal courts throughout the nation and could be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
A new poll finds registered California voters would rather ease up on third strike penalties than pay more to relieve prison overcrowding. The survey commissioned by the LA Times and USC canvassed 1,500 people and found nearly 70% would approve early release for nonviolent low-level offenders. 81% of Democrats and 74% of Republicans would support Governor Brown's plan to shift thousands of inmates to county jails. Pollsters say voters of all political stripes are more concerned about the economy than crime. 3 weeks into a hunger strike, some California prison inmates are starting to show signs of starvation. The strike started July 1st over conditions in security housing units at Pelican Bay near Crescent City and has since spread throughout the system. Now state officials are trying to decide whether to get a court order to force striking prisoners to eat. The California Report's Sarah Varney has more.
Some of the inmates who've gone weeks without food are becoming dehydrated and feeling lightheaded and dizzy, according to Nancy Kincaid. She's a spokeswoman for the court-appointed receiver overseeing California's prison health services. But Kincaid says inmates don't have to accept medical treatment.
Inmates have the right to refuse food to the point of death. Physicians will not force feed someone, and they will not go against the medical ethics. If someone chooses to not eat, then they will not force feed them.
Indeed, medical ethicists say all patients, even those in prison, have the right to refuse medical interventions, like inserting a feeding tube, as long as they're mentally competent. The courts have made some exceptions if a hunger strike is causing widespread disorder at a facility. Still, says David Magnus, a bioethicist at Stanford University, a physician can change course if a prisoner becomes incapacitated and hasn't clearly stated his wishes in a medical directive.
Then in general, if you don't know what the patient's wishes are, and you're in an emergent situation, we generally act to try and save someone's life.
Some prisoners have signed medical directives clearly stating they don't want to be treated, even if their lives are threatened, says Laura Mignani. She's one of those who's been representing the striking inmates. Mignani says she doesn't know how the men on the hunger strike are holding up, since she's not been allowed to see or talk to them since late last week. Mignani says she hopes it doesn't come down to force-feeding the inmates, and instead that the two sides can reach an agreement. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
The hunger strikers have a long list of issues, but Pelican Bay's windowless isolation units are at the center of the protest. While state officials vigorously defend their use, Michael Montgomery tells us some of the state's own prison experts were calling for change long before the hunger strike began.
Thousands of California inmates suspected of gang affiliation are kept virtually sealed off from the outside world in special isolation units at Pelican Bay and other high-security prisons, sometimes for decades. Scott Kernan, a department undersecretary, has said the state's policy of isolating dangerous prisoners indefinitely is necessary to protect other inmates and staff.
I think we got the right people locked up. I just wish we had more space to lock more of them up.
But some of the state's own experts disagree with that view. An internal report done for the Department of Corrections said the way California uses isolation units is out of step with national standards and called for an overhaul.
We have to make the system as fair as we possibly can. Put the right people in shoe.
That's Brian Perry, a former deputy director of the Department of Corrections. Perry headed the panel of national experts who spent over a year examining California's prison game problem and its security housing units known as the SHU. Many of the group's proposals are in line with some of the demands of the hunger strikers, reducing the length of time inmates spend in isolation and offering programs that allow inmates to earn their way out of the units other than snitching on other prisoners.
Some of those people just simply will not provide information or evidence against other prisoners.
Carol Strickman works for Prisoners with Children, a group that is supporting the hunger strikers.
Now, many of them may not even have information. Many of them may not even be gang members or have access to information.
The panel's report got the backing of officials like John Dovey, a former director of California's adult prisons. He says the recommendations offered an effective way to encourage behavior change among some of the system's most difficult inmates.
The more you progress, the more you get. But it's very strict. You screw up, or you're just trying to fool us. And you go all the way back to the beginning.
The panel's proposals were submitted in 2007 and circulated for more than 2 years, but were never implemented. Since the hunger strike began, officials have declined to discuss the report. But earlier this year, Corrections Secretary Matt Cate defended the policy of keeping some inmates locked down for 23 hours a day in the special units.
We still know that there are guys running or trying to run prison gangs out of Pelican Bay, out of that SHU. And I still believe public safety requires us to absolutely hammer those guys.
What's more, Cate said the state's tight budget environment made it unlikely the department would try to bring any kind of special incentive programs for inmates to earn their way out of isolation.
We've got all kinds of inmates who have demonstrated a willingness to comply with the rules, and we don't have enough money to get them all the rehabilitative programs they need. And so the guys in the SHU will have to wait.
Today, as the hunger strike enters a fourth week, the Department of Corrections is showing no signs of ceding to the strikers' demands. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Our story was produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. That's the California Report for Thursday, July 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.